Ukraine launches 600 drones in Russia's biggest night attack. Ukraine launched its biggest overnight drone strike on Russia yet, killing four and damaging homes near Moscow. Ukraine launched nearly 600 drones into Russia overnight in one of its largest attacks, killing four people and wounding at least 12. The strikes targeted areas near Moscow and the Belgorod region, coming after a deadly Russian assault on Kyiv. Newspaper continuing coverage, Ukraine drones kill three in Russia after 500-plus intercepted overnight. Ukraine launched nearly 600 drones into Russia during a massive overnight attack, marking one of its largest strikes since the war began. Russian authorities reported four deaths and at least 12 injuries across the Moscow region and Belgorod, which borders Ukraine. The assault came just days after Russia killed 24 people in a missile strike on Kyiv, prompting Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to vow retaliation. The timing and scale suggest Ukraine is escalating its campaign inside Russian territory, even as Moscow continues its invasion of Ukraine's east and south. Local officials confirmed the deaths in Khimki and Pogoreliki, both within 10 miles of Moscow. In Belgorod, a drone struck a truck, killing one man according to regional authorities. Moscow's mayor Sergei Sobyanin said most of the injured were construction workers near an oil and gas refinery, though he noted production wasn't disrupted. Russia's defense ministry claimed its air defenses shot down 556 drones across the country, but Ukraine's drones still caused significant damage and fear in civilian areas. The strikes reflect Ukraine's growing ability to project force deep into Russian territory, despite Moscow's overwhelming air defenses. Analysts say this attack shows Ukraine is willing to take bigger risks to pressure Russia, even as Western allies debate the limits of military support. The Kremlin has repeatedly warned against such strikes, but Ukraine appears determined to keep the pressure on, targeting logistics and energy sites that fuel Russia's war machine. The attack also highlights the growing sophistication of Ukraine's drone program, which has evolved from improvised tools to precision weapons capable of reaching Moscow. Russian officials have struggled to fully contain the threat, with repeated drone incursions forcing costly upgrades to air defenses. For civilians in border regions, the attacks bring daily uncertainty. In Belgorod, residents have grown accustomed to sirens and blackouts, while Moscow's suburbs now face the same threat that once seemed unthinkable. The escalation comes as Ukraine prepares for a potential summer counteroffensive, with Western tanks and missiles arriving on the battlefield. Meanwhile, Russia has intensified its own strikes on Ukrainian cities, including Kyiv, in what appears to be a tit-for-tat strategy. The coming weeks will show whether Ukraine can sustain this level of drone warfare or if Russia will adapt its defenses to blunt the attacks. One thing is clear, the war is far from over, and neither side seems willing to back down. This audio version was produced automatically by Global BR News.